Hi, I'm Dane Phillipson, instructor of oboe at the Interlochen Center for the Arts, and this is my oboe studio.
Hi!
You're listening to Kids Commute.
On Interlochen Public Radio.
Wow, thank you, Interlochen Oboists with Dane Phillipson. How cool was that? If you would like to be featured on our show playing our theme on any instrument at all, even a whole bunch of oboes, you can find instructions, everything you need to know, at kidscommute.org. Well, good morning and welcome to day 4 of Request Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, you are in charge of the show. Today, the boss of the show is Kelsey, who made a specific request for a piece by Frédéric Chopin. Frédéric Chopin was a Polish composer and pianist who was born in the year 1810, and he was an absolute genius right off the bat. People said he was a prodigy, he was a second Mozart, he was absolute genius. In 1842, he wrote this piece called The Heroic Polonaise. His girlfriend, the writer Georges Sand, said, "The inspiration, the force, the vigor. From now on, this Polonaise should be a symbol, a heroic symbol." It's one of his most famous compositions. It's a favorite among fans of classical music everywhere. Today, Kelsey chose this heroic piece of music, and she had a specific recording in mind. She says, "We have an old Van Cliburn album called My Favorite Chopin that is all piano solos that I love to listen to, and this is my favorite piece because it's bright and has so many different themes. I love how it all comes together in the end. So let's hear this huge, this heroic Polonaise by Frédéric Chopin, performed by the famous pianist Van Cliburn. This one's for Kelsey.
Thank you.
Kelsey, that was Van Cliburn performing the Heroic Polonaise by Frédéric Chopin. Now, kids commuters, let's check in with our final Quizlet for the year. All week we're asking you this question. You get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. This week, it's a phrase of something you might say on the last day of school, and every day we're giving it to you in a different language to see if you can figure it out. Now, here's a hint. It involves good wishes for something, and, big hint, it's commonly written in yearbooks. This phrase has something to do with what happens after school ends. In Japanese, the phrase is Subarashi natsuo sugosu. In French, it's Pasu un bon été. In Spanish, it's Que tengas un excelente verano. And in German, it's Habe einen großartigen Sommer. What does Habe einen großartigen Sommer mean? What kind of a wish is that for the end of the school year? Let us know. Send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. All right, friends, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Thank you, Kelsey. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.